headlines this hour. The Obama administration wants surveillance of the online communications of Americans. Israel threatens to intercept a Gaza-bound humanitarian aid ship organized by Jews. And in Afghanistan, a U.S.-led NATO soldier kills an Afghan civilian.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the news here on Press TV.
Many thanks for joining us this hour. Well, sweeping new legislation being considered by the Obama administration could permanently change how Americans use the internet. Press TV's Colin Campbell explains how.
Americans' increased privacy over the internet may be threatened under new proposals by the United States government if they go through. Broad new regulations being drafted by the Obama administration would make it easier for law enforcement and national security officials to eavesdrop on internet and email communications like social networking websites and BlackBerries.
Well, it has troubling implications for freedom of speech, that it would chill freedom of speech, that it would chill freedom of association in the internet context, and also just for more general privacy rights.
Federal law enforcement and national security officials say the regulations are necessary because terrorists and criminals are increasingly giving up their phones to communicate online.
They claim for the same reasons that they are engaging in all kinds of surveillance, fear of terrorism, fear of criminal activity online.
The White House plans to submit a bill that would require all online services that enable communications to be technically equipped to comply with a wiretap mandate. That would include devices such as BlackBerries and social networking websites.
This proposal will mean is that there's even more wiretapping that will shatter all the records that we already have set.
Greg Nogheim of the Center for Democracy and Technology and Internet Policy Group said the new regulations would have huge implications and could stifle creativity.
It's another thing to tell the guy who's building the next great application in his garage that he's got to comply with a government design mandate. It's going to, if it was enacted into law, it would hinder innovation.
The new regulations raise questions about privacy protections, national security, and how to create a balance that won't disrupt how Americans use the internet. The White House plans to submit the proposed legislation to Congress next year. For Press TV, Colin Campbell, the White House.
Meanwhile, the U.S. unemployment rate could rise again if economic growth stays gloomy. According to the researchers at the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, the unemployment rate is forecast to return to its recent peak by the middle of next year. Unemployment rate ticked up to 9.6% in August. Leading U.S. economists also predicted that America's economic recovery will remain slow deep into 2011.
Well, we're getting breaking news in from Colombia. According to AFP and other reports, landslides has buried 30 people in the country. Again, for those of you joining us, there are 30 people have been buried in landslides in Colombia. We'll be bringing you more details on the situation there as information pours in to Press TV. Well, moving on to the world news, the U.S. and Britain have expressed disappointment over Israel's decision to end its partial settlement freeze. USA Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says Washington will still be in touch with Israel and the Palestinian Authority despite the settlement row. He added that the U.S. envoy to the Middle East will soon return to the region in a bid to break the deadlock. The British Foreign Office has meanwhile urged Israel to resolve the settlement issue. The comments came hours after Tel Aviv ended the moratorium in defiance of international pressure for its extension. The settlement issue has been a major sticking point in the U.S.-backed talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. Acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas has warned Tel Aviv against lifting the settlement freeze. Abbas says the only way for talks to make headway is a continued moratorium.
Acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas has met with French President Nicolas Sarkozy in Paris. Abbas said there will be no hasty reaction to Israel's decision to continue its settlement activities. Press TV's Mark Votier has this report.
Should he stay or should he go? Mahmoud Abbas, the acting Palestinian Authority chief, had warned the Palestinian party would walk from the American-sponsored talks if Israel settlement building on the occupied West Bank continued. Israel has snubbed him and defied the international community by doing just that. Now Abbas says he wants time to talk to the 22-member Arab League and Palestinian officials before deciding next week to stay with the talks or to quit.
We will not make any hasty decision. We will not say yes or no. We will not say what we want or we don't want. We need to examine all the details before making any decision.
The resistance movement of Hamas that controls the Gaza Strip has called on Mr. Abbas to quit the direct talks. Abbas has also urged Israel to extend the settlement slowdown for 3 or 4 more months to allow for a discussion of what he calls fundamental issues in the negotiations. Analysts think he's almost certainly referring to the ongoing Palestinian refugee crisis, the future status of East Jerusalem Al-Quds, and Israel returning to the pre-1967 borders. Meanwhile, Abbas has found strong backing from French President Nicolas Sarkozy.
This freeze was in place for 8 months, and we had to maintain it in order to give negotiation a chance. I said in front of President Mahmoud Abbas, settlements must stop.
Mahmoud Abbas, la colonisation doit cesser.
Some Jewish groups in France believe that significant international support for Palestine is of critical importance.
If you put a lion and a sheep around the same plate and they have to share, and there is no mediation and no equilibrium put by the international community, how do you think they are going to share this plate? It's obvious, no? The lion will eat everything.
Israel has occupied the West Bank since 1967, settling some 500,000 people in more than 120 settlements, which are considered illegal under international law. Meanwhile, as Mahmoud Abbas was hobnobbing with French officials, Israeli bulldozers were levelling ground in the illegally occupied West Bank for new settlement units. On his return home, Abbas may find his position much weakened, since he's seen as making more compromises in the face of Israeli intransigence. Mark Votier, Press TV, Paris.
3 Palestinians have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in the center of the Gaza Strip. Our correspondent in Gaza has learned that an Israeli drone hit an area near the Buraij refugee camp. Meanwhile, medical sources in the coastal strip say they've recovered 3 bodies from the site of an explosion. The Israeli military has not confirmed the attack so far. Israel has recently carried out several ground and air strikes on the besieged Gaza Strip, killing many civilians.
Israel says its navy will intercept a boat carrying humanitarian aid to the besieged Gaza Strip. A foreign ministry spokesman from Tel Aviv says so far there's been no contact with the crew on the boat. The British-flagged boat named Irene is carrying 8 Israeli, European and U.S. activists. The boat set sail for the coastal strip on Sunday and is expected to reach Gaza on Tuesday. It will deliver prosthetic limbs for patients and fishing nets for Gaza's fishermen. Children's toys, textbooks and musical instruments are also part of its aid cargo. Israel has repeatedly threatened to intercept ships trying to break its siege on Gaza. Back in May, a 6-ship flotilla was attacked by Israeli commandos in international waters. 9 Turkish activists were killed and dozens more wounded. The attack caused an international outcry and condemnation.
The Archbishop of Wales has compared Israel's treatment of Palestinians with apartheid in South Africa. Archbishop Barry Morgan has urged church members to speak out against what he calls the injustice in Gaza. He made the remarks in a speech at a formal meeting of the church in Wales. The Archbishop also criticized Israel for its decision to end its partial settlement freeze. He warned that the move could jeopardize its talks with the Palestinian Authority. He added that the construction of settlements on Palestinian land will likely inflame bitterness and resentment.
Iraqi politicians say they are close to choosing a nominee for the post of prime minister. This nearly 7 months after the country's inconclusive parliamentary elections. One of Iraq's two major political blocs met on Monday for last-minute talks on its choice of prime minister. The coalition between incumbent Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's State of Law Party and the Iraqi National Alliance says it will announce its nominee on Tuesday. Party officials have already indicated that they are leaning towards Maliki as their choice. Despite their merger, the bloc lacks a majority in parliament. Meanwhile, ex-Premier Iyad Alawi's Iraqiya list has already indicated that it will not take part in a government led by Maliki.
NATO says one of its soldiers has killed a civilian in the east of Afghanistan. NATO says the incident took place in a district in Lahman province on Sunday. The alliance says it's investigating the incident. Afghan President Hamid Karzai has also dispatched a team to investigate the death. Two more civilians were killed by the U.S. armed forces in another district in Lahman province on Saturday. Civilian deaths by the U.S.-led foreign forces have drawn strong criticism from Afghan officials and people. On Saturday, hundreds of people in Lahman province held a rally to protest the killing of 30 civilians in a NATO operation a day earlier. The protesters insist that Afghan civilians are the main victims of foreign military operations.
You're watching Press TV News. A recap of the headlines. The Obama administration wants surveillance of the online communications of Americans. Israel threatens to intercept a Gaza-bound humanitarian aid ship organized by Jews. And in Afghanistan, a US-led NATO soldier kills an Afghan civilian.